Hello, it's Monday, February the 22nd. We are almost in the last week of February already, and March is looming, and then Easter. And we've been having some discussions about the seniors having had their second vaccine and maybe more returning, and what the logistics of all of that. We're certainly thinking of having more than two morning Easter services for sure, and we'll let you know the details whenever we get some agreement on it. Now, we are coming to a close of the 15 ascent Psalms, Psalms 120 through 134, and today we're in 133, and tomorrow we'll be in the final one, 134. And these are all psalms with the same title, Song of Ascents, and put together probably by a post-exilic author like somebody like Ezra, depicting life post-exile, where a lot of Jews no longer lived in Jerusalem and had to make journeys, considerable journeys, to go to certain feasts in Jerusalem. And caravans of people would travel, say, for Passover. And these psalms are the psalms that they might have sung as they made that journey together. We have no proof of that. Psalm 133 is a psalm about Christian unity. Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. This is a psalm for COVID-19 season. Of all the things that we need right now in the church, not just here at First Columbia, but the church, the Christian church worldwide, experiencing the same thing. We have 1,000 opinions about everything, and we have people on one extreme and people on another extreme, and these are friends of ours and family members of ours and colleagues of ours, and it's absolutely no different here at First Pres. And my goal has been to try and get us through this in as much of one piece and come out on the other side as one as possible. Now, this is a psalm that is a favorite psalm of the ARP church. And every year at Synod, at the end of the Synod, the elders and ministers will stand and sing without accompaniment Psalm 133, and they'll sing it to the tune Ortonville. Behold how good a thing it is, and how becoming well, together such as brethren are, in unity to dwell, in unity to dwell. And there are three verses. And that's a tradition, I think, that probably goes back to the very inception of the ARP. The psalm includes a reference to Mount Hermon, which is up in the northeast of Israel. And I remember on a trip to Israel on a bus, there was a retired Free Church of Scotland minister from the Hebrides, a Gaelic speaker. And when he saw Mount Hermon for the very first time with its snow cap, he stood up on the bus and sang with his eyes closed and tears coming down his face, the 133rd Psalm in Gaelic. And it was probably one of the most moving moments, I think, in my life. He had never seen Mount Hermon. He'd been singing about it all his life. And for that moment, I was transported back to the caravan of worshippers that sang Psalm 133 as they passed Mount Hermon on their way to Jerusalem. Well, Psalm 133, tomorrow we'll look at Psalm 134. Have a wonderful day.